Today, I'm finally announcing this big announcement I've been teasing for a while now. I have left eXp Realty after almost 6 years, and I have switched over to Real Broker. And today, I'm going to break down my reasoning for that, why I did it. You know, this is personal to me. So my goal here is not to shit on eXp. It's not to make anyone upset, but it is to tell my story. So here we go.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brohm.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 325 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brohm, here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Today is a big, big, big day because I'm finally ready to announce publicly what I've been working on for the last, month and a half, 2 months. Like I teased before, this is the biggest decision that I've ever made in business, I believe. I mean, the other big decisions were getting my real estate license to begin with, right? Getting into this industry, staying in this industry. I mean, that was a big decision. That wasn't really a choice for me. I didn't have a choice. I was trapped when I was struggling. Thank God I didn't go anywhere. But that wasn't really a choice. I didn't feel like I had one. And then joining eXp Realty almost 6 years ago. Those are the biggest decisions up to this point. So because of everything I've built and everything on the line, all the agents I'm connected with, I'm just being transparent here. What I stood to lose if I ever left eXp Realty, because of all of that, and because of what I'm now going to be able to do and what is now possible to me, the doors that have opened as a result of this change, I believe this is the biggest decision that I've made, the biggest move I've made in business. So I'm going to be breaking it down today. And I'm going to give you the Cliff's Notes up front. And if you want to continue listening and hear more of my reasoning, where I break down issues and, you know, like what I was leaving and what I was moving to, I'm happy to break all that down, but I'll give you the Cliff's Notes up front. But before we get started, guys, shout out to everyone who's a member of the Massive Agent Referral Network. Incredible feedback we've been getting from the members. I talked to one of them today, and they got a referral that's already under contract, and they're stoked, right? And they're not even in a big city. They're in a fairly small area in Florida. Just super cool. But I need your help, okay? We still need representatives. We still need agents to represent a lot of markets around the country, including some of the top markets, some of the biggest markets in the country. So, I mean, here's just a few of them. For example, we still don't have agents to represent Buffalo, New York, Cincinnati, Flagstaff, Arizona, Gainesville, Florida, Hartford, Connecticut, Huntsville, Alabama, Madison, Wisconsin, Miami, Florida, for God's sakes, New Haven, Connecticut, New Orleans, Omaha, Nebraska, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, Pensacola, Florida, Richmond, Virginia, Rochester, New York, San Francisco, San Jose, Tallahassee, Florida, Toronto, Vancouver, Wichita, Kansas, Washington, D.C., Baltimore. If you're an agent in these areas and you sell at least a house a month, if you sell at least a house a month on average, then and you actually work the area that you're wanting to claim in our referral network, you qualify. There are some annual dues to pay that really make sure that we only get the serious agents that are committed to the long term and committed to giving back to the group as well. The monthly dues has been a not monthly, the annual dues has been a great way of finding those that are really serious about committing. And so if that interests you and you want to claim your market, be the only agent in your entire market in our referral network, the Massive Agent Referral Network, just go to massiveagentreferral.com and apply. On the application, there will be some more details. The annual dues will be laid out there, and apply, and we'll take a look, and hopefully you'll be joining the network. We have a lot of referrals being passed around, but we need more. The group just keeps getting better and better, and hope you're part of it. MassiveAgentReferral.com. Or is it Massive Agent Referrals? I should probably type this in here. Massive agent. Let's see. I can never type as fast as I want when I'm, doing a live freaking podcast here. MassiveAgentReferral.com. I think it's referral. Nope. Massive agent referrals. I'm glad I checked. MassiveAgentReferrals.com gets you to the application, and you can see a map of all the markets that are already taken. So if you're like, oh, I don't know if my market's taken, there's a map on there. Click that link there on the application. MassiveAgentReferrals.com. Okay. Let's jump into this here. And I made some notes because this could be, as you can imagine, after 6 years at eXp and putting all my eggs into that basket and really loving the shit out of the company and the opportunity and the people and everything like that for a very, very long time, this was not easy for me. This was a very big decision. In fact, when the possibility of leaving eXp first, when it first came across, when it first presented itself, and then I started to really consider it, quite honestly, it pissed me off because I'm like, I don't want to start over. There's so many agents that are part of our group. I don't want to leave people behind. I don't want to, I didn't want to rock the boat. And quite honestly, I was comfortable. I was in 340 agents at eXp. There was a fair amount of revenue share involved with that and a pretty good size organization that I was very proud of. And we had some great freaking people and I didn't want to lose them. But I also knew that there was something broken and it seemed to be getting worse. While at the same time, I kept seeing Real Broker growing like a freaking weed. And so many people that I respect and so many friends were going there. Some of them were leaving eXp and going there. And some of them were just choosing Real to begin with and never actually coming to eXp. So when I first started to entertain this thought, it pissed me off because I knew how much work would be involved. I knew I'd have to start over. Honestly, there would be a pay cut for, I don't know how long, months, probably months and months that would happen because not everyone's going to come with me and, having to start over. But after I really, it took me a few days to really start to become unemotional about it and start to look at the Real Broker opportunity open-mindedly, okay, with open eyes, with fresh eyes. And so I had to take my eXp jersey off, and which means that meant that I had to forget or put aside rather a lot of the, the company line that eXp agents think about why Real sucks, why Real's inferior, because I contributed to that. I was one of those agents that years ago when Real Broker was fairly new coming on the scene. I know it's a 10-year-old company, which is crazy. Most people don't know it's already 10 years old this summer, but really the last 3-4 years is when agents started to notice and hear about Real Broker. And at that time, I felt it was just a cheaper version of eXp, but not better. I didn't see anything that was better. It just seemed to be cheaper. And I'm like, well, their revenue share only has 5 levels and eXp has 7. So 7 must be better than 5, right? It must be. So I made my mind up years ago that Real was inferior. It was cheaper. It was cheaper to do business there as an agent, but inferior in every other way. So I stopped looking. Now, I've done podcasts earlier this year where I encouraged you to challenge everything that you believe to be true. Now, little do you know at that time, this is what I was going through. I was challenging. The reason why those topics came to mind to discuss and talk about was that's what I was going through. I had been challenged by people that I look up to, mentors of mine, I'd been challenged to revisit what I thought was true about eXp. And really to look at Real to see what they're actually doing and why they're growing so fast and why they're gaining ground so fast. So I was pushed to do that and it got very uncomfortable because in hindsight, I knew what had to happen. I knew what it meant that as I was asking tough questions and critical questions and started to ask, am I building the right thing in the right place? Is that still true today? Or is the place that I should be now different? And I knew once I really started to bring my guard down, I knew what had to be done, and I didn't like it. I didn't like it. You know, the easiest thing to do is to just keep doing the same shit. But it doesn't mean that that's the best thing for you. It doesn't mean that it's the best for those connected to you. It doesn't mean it's best for your family. And so I was challenged on that. And thank God that I was, because when I really started to look at real, I realized that everything that I wanted and expected and hoped for in the brokerage that I was with EXP, Real was actually doing, and they had outmaneuvered. They had, under my nose, because I wasn't paying attention, I'd written them off years prior. All of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute, Real's revenue share is actually more lucrative? Bullshit. No way. I didn't believe it for a second until I was shown. And it boggled my mind. I'm like, wait a minute. There's agents with half the team that are making as much or more than I am. What the hell? Like, how is this even possible? They only have 5 levels and we have 7, right? Well, it is possible and it is true. I'm being fully transparent here. That's one of those things. It's one of the first things that I noticed that got me to question, is what I believe about this brokerage and where I'm choosing to hang my hat and build the type of business and organization and team that I'm building, is it still the right place? And when I learned that the revenue share was actually way better for the average agent, there's like 0.1% of agents that are even capable of getting 2,000 or 3,000 agents or more under them at EXP. Yeah, they're going to make more at EXP because of level 6 and 7 on the revenue share model. But most agents, it's not even possible. I didn't feel that was possible for me over at EXP. So I was challenged to think about what's best for the average agent, what's best for the 99% of agents. And when I looked at from that standpoint, I was like, well, obviously Real makes a hell of a lot more sense. So let me back up for a second. Like I said, I'm not trying to shit on EXP here. I respect EXP. It is a great company. I want to thank Glenn Sanford for starting the company and creating such a revolutionary business model. I want to thank Brent Gove for being such an incredible leader and the time and effort and money that he puts into events, like really next level world-class events that were my favorite events of the entire year. Just incredible. The people at EXP, the staff, truly great people. But I feel like even with that, the company was moving in the wrong direction. It was getting too big, too bloated, too many confusing added programs and this and that, and technology that was just getting clunky and weird and wasn't working right. And it seemed like it was just off. And then the reputation of EXP, in my opinion, I know that there's people at EXP that are hating me right now because of some of the shit that I'm saying, but these are my conclusions. These are my opinions. This is what I came to. I'm not trying to hurt EXP. I respect them. It is a great company. It is better than most, for damn sure. So if you're at EXP, you don't need to feel the same way I do, but if you're still listening, I'm going to give you my opinion and what I found through asking tough questions, right? I owe that to you guys to be honest and transparent. And I'm going to say some stuff that pisses people off. I'm going to say stuff that pisses off friends. I'm going to say stuff that pisses off people that I respect. But I'm sorry, this is my story to tell and my opinion, right? It's just the truth, okay? Things at EXP, while I was still happy, I was losing excitement. Over the last couple of years, I was just losing excitement. I didn't quite know why, but in hindsight, I felt like I was trying to build a business with one hand tied behind my back. And I didn't quite know what that was. I was just noticing that people just weren't choosing us, that they were just going somewhere else instead. And it kept happening. And so I was growing but I was watching my revenue share go down, which is another story altogether. I'm not going to go deep on that, but there are a lot of builders and influencers at eXp with 100, 200 and more agents, 1,000 agents even, that are very frustrated that their revenue share continues to shrink. And that is not just my opinion. I have, since I announced this on social media today, I've already had a bunch of people reach out. They're like, hey, what's going on here? Like, we've been frustrated. It was very interesting to hear a lot of the same frustrations. It doesn't mean the whole thing's bad. It does not mean that the whole thing's rotten or bad. That's not what I'm saying. But for me, because that's such a big part of my business, it's very important. And so if I'm building something and then it's shrinking, it's like I had one hand tied behind my back trying to fill up a bucket that had a hole in the bottom. That's what I feel like in hindsight, trying to build what I was doing at eXp. And part of it is the reputation's just been getting worse. There's allegations of sexual assault and a bunch of stuff that is not good. And I have no clue one way or another what's true or what isn't. I have no idea. And I'm not even here to make a judgment on that. What I do know is that when the New York Times runs stories more than once about these allegations, it hurts the reputation of the company. And so I started to hear from my agents that this wasn't widespread at all, but there were a couple instances, more than one, where a seller refused to put an eXp sign up in their front yard. They would list it with our agent, but they wouldn't allow them to put their sign up because of the reputation of the company. This is a consumer, not an agent. And these things just started to pile up. Okay. Could they have been surmounted? Could I have weathered the storm? Sure. Probably. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, that's in a vacuum. There are other options out there, right? I don't want to have to switch companies, but if there's something better, if there's someone who's actually built the thing that this thing that I'm with promised to build and hasn't, in my opinion, then I owe it to myself and my agents and everyone I'm associated with. If I mean what I say, and that my goal is to help agents become entrepreneurs and build big businesses, I owe it to them to be in the place that's going to make that possible, right? So I pushed my own selfish shit aside of not wanting to rebuild, having to take a pay cut, leaving company stock options behind that I couldn't take with because they were not vested. And all of my, like, it was all personal financial shit that was holding me there. Everything else was pointing to Real Broker being an incredibly powerful opportunity. So as I started to look, I noticed that Real had just, they had the luxury of watching eXp over these last years grow. And they've watched the mistakes. They've watched how some of the things that started as a good thing or somewhat beneficial has maybe turned toxic a little bit. I'll explain that in a second. I'm not trying to be cryptic. In fact, the one thing with this podcast, I'm not going to be, hopefully no one accuses me of being cryptic. If anything, they're going to accuse me of oversharing, which I probably am oversharing. I probably am. I'm probably stepping on a lot of freaking toes and pissing some people off. I'm sorry. It's not personal. This is just a business decision. And these are my conclusions. You may completely disagree with them, but these are my conclusions. So, and my job here, my goal is to give you a glimpse into my reasoning. If you care, if you don't care, you're probably not listening anymore. But I just saw at Real Broker, I started to see one little piece after another that showed me that there's an opportunity for growth that I no longer believed was possible at eXp. I just no longer believed it was possible at eXp. And the latest quarterly numbers showed that eXp's lost agents for the quarter for the first time in history. And there's just a large exodus happening from eXp right now for a bunch of the reasons that I've mentioned and that I'm about to mention. And it is what it is. Okay. It doesn't mean it's a horrible company. It's just I believe, and apparently thousands of other agents believe, Real Broker is a much better growth opportunity. So the Cliff's Notes, I know all of that was not Cliff's Notes, but the Cliff's Notes, I started to see that the growth opportunity at Real was dramatically better. I started to see that what Real offered to agents and what they spent their time building as a company for agents, it was only the stuff that matters to agents. It was only the stuff that moves the needle. And I look at EXP and you know, God bless them. They have so many damn employees because they have so many divisions, so many programs, so many this, that, or the other. And none of it, like each individual one may be nice and good by itself, but you put them all together and it's just a clusterfuck. It just got so confusing and convoluted, and that there got to be so much red tape. And one of my agents said this, an agent that came with me from EXP to Real. They said, it's nice that I don't have to apologize for my brokerage anymore. And those are not my words. Those are theirs. But I think they're perfect in that it sums up the frustration with the issues that we faced there. So that's what I was frustrated with that got me to look, right? It's not that I was even running from all that, but I sure as shit was once I saw there was a much better opportunity that was in alignment with what I'm trying to build. And the people, the culture at Real is absolutely incredible. And I'll explain why. This is where you might accuse me of oversharing, but this is meant to be educational and to give you a glimpse into what's going on. Because most of you aren't with Real, you're not with EXP, and I just want this to be informative. And if nothing less, it'll help you understand what's important to agents and, you know, as you build your own business, or to consider for yourself. If you're like, hey, I'm with a brokerage, but I didn't even know that a brokerage could do anything for you. Hopefully this will show you that, yeah, the right ones can for sure. Including EXP. I owe so much to the almost 6 years that I was with EXP. So please understand me. This is not shitting on EXP. I'm just highlighting issues, right? Nobody's perfect, for sure. Real's not perfect. But that's it. So I highlighted the issues. I'm going to try not to speak much about those anymore. But let's talk about the culture. So something that frustrated me at EXP a bit, yet I contributed to it because that's the way it's done, is what's called a silo. Okay. So at EXP, I had to build my own silo to compete with everyone else's silo. And if I built my own silo with my own coaching, with value and programs and resources and people and trainings and scripts and all the stuff that was super sexy, people would want to join us instead of joining somebody else. But everyone else is creating their own silo to try to make it nice and shiny and the best. So you have all these silos competing with each other. In and of itself, there's really nothing wrong with that. But what started to happen as a result, I know this is not the spirit of EXP, but this is a result of how it ended up. Okay. When you have all these silos competing with each other, you have, I mean, for example, there's a leader over there that's giving away a Tesla right now. If you're in her downline, I'm not even mad at that, but everyone else has to compete with that, right? That sucks, right? What I started to see was some of my agents would say, hey, I went to go to this local event that was supposed to be an EXP event, but because I wasn't in the downline, they said I couldn't come. Well, I think that's fucked up. Because I've always tried to be inclusive, even for people who are not necessarily directly in my downline, so to speak. And that word's been given such a bad rap lately. But my organization, people who weren't directly connected to me, I let people in, I let them, you know, let them take part and be part of it as best I could. But I started to hear that's just not how others were operating. That, hey, if you're in my group, you can have all my stuff. But if you're in someone else's organization, you don't get anything. Not from me, go get it from them. I believe that creates a toxic culture. that creates infighting, it creates bickering, it creates resentment, and it's just not good for the overall culture of the company. One of the most refreshing things that I saw about Real, and I didn't even see it as a positive until I started to look for the positives, was that is absolutely not allowed at Real. At Real, there's one silo. It's called Real Broker. There's one company. So if I'm going to offer something, my coaching, if something like that, to some agent, to one agent, I have to offer it to every agent. So there's nobody saying, hey, if you join me, you get this, but if you join somebody else, you don't. That doesn't happen at Real. It can't. It's not allowed. And if it does happen, it's absolutely going to get shut down immediately. I found that to be very refreshing. It's a level playing field. Then it becomes about just relationships and people and plugging them into the big thing. It also took pressure off me, so I didn't have to build this big thing that took a lot of time and energy and money. And I'm not even complaining, but I saw, because that's just the way it worked over there, and I was happy with it. But then I saw, wait, there's already this big giant thing that everyone's contributing to. Everyone's contributing, everyone's sharing. There's nothing being hidden from anyone. If you're at Real, you get access. And I like that. I'm like, wait, I don't have to recreate the wheel. It's already been built. There's already this giant community of people much smarter, much better than me, that are giving their resources, their scripts, their training, their coaching. And I love that. That's because that's best for my agents. That's best for me. It's best for the average agent. It's best for a brand new agent. It's best for any real estate agent to have unfettered access to the best and brightest minds and coaching and everything that the company has to offer. I love that. So now I could be perfectly confident taking a brand new agent that's never sold a house, bringing them in and plugging them into the system, knowing that they can follow the brand new agent training and get, like, they're just going to get supported in a way that wasn't possible at the former company. So the culture is amazing. And it comes from the leadership. It comes from the president and the CEO of the company. It comes from the agent leaders that have been building this thing for the last 4, 5, 6 years. And it trickles down into the entire culture. And they're very serious about maintaining it and keeping it. So there's just certain things that are allowed at EXP that's not allowed at Real. And I freaking love it. I didn't before. I was like, well, you know, how is it even possible to grow over there? I just didn't get it until I wanted to. I didn't understand until I wanted to understand. And the growth opportunity. Real has 16,000 agents. If you guys saw my announcement video on Instagram or Facebook, we recorded it. There were 15,000 agents. And when I ended up posting it, like 9 or 10 days later, there was 16,000 agents. Still a relatively small company. EXP had 90, just shy of 90,000 agents. When I joined EXP 6 years ago, I believe there were 12,000 agents. And I remember what that momentum was like, what the growth was like, and how incredible that was. If you were an owner of the stock, if you were in the company, that growth was incredible. And to then join a 10-year-old, well-established Real Broker that's firing on all cylinders, their technology, I haven't even gotten to the technology yet. They have the best technology I've ever seen at a real estate brokerage. It's so simple, it's so common sense, and it feels that it's built right from the very beginning. I can't say that about the old company. It doesn't seem like they built their technology right. They're constantly bolting on new things and adding new things and separate logins for this, that, and the other. And it got to be ridiculous. At Real, one login, access to everything. They have AI assistant. It's truly exciting, the technology at Real. And because of that, the growth opportunity for myself and for my agents and everyone who's coming to the company in the future, what an incredible way to potentially build wealth, right? If you own stock and are given more stock in a company that's still small and will become something much bigger and will become something much more valuable, I want to be part of that, right? That's not the only reason that I'm coming, It's not the only reason that I switched to Real, but it's a major reason, because it's great for all of my agents, all of my organization, everyone who I'm connected with. If I help them win in a big way, I as naturally will as well. I love that. I spoke a little bit about the revenue share earlier. It boggles my mind, but because of how eXp does it, the revenue share is actually much, much more lucrative at Real, especially for the 99% of agents that aren't going to recruit 3,000 plus agents in their career. You might get three friends to come with you. Well, what I've learned is that Real, if you get three agents to come with you, and those agents cap, so they sell enough to hit their cap, that's $1,000 a month in revenue share to you at Real. That is not the case at eXp. Those numbers are not the same. They're much higher as far as how many agents you need. It's just so simple and better and top loaded. Top load is the right word. They top load the revenue share so that the agents at the top that are closest to you, that's where you get the biggest share of revenue from. Not all the way at the bottom, like at eXp. At eXp, you've got to get all the way to level 7. That takes a lot of time and a lot of people to get to level 7, where then the most revenue share is made. At Real, they flip it. So for you, I assume you're one of the 99% that's not going to attract 3,000 agents. How awesome is that? You get three agents to come with you, and they're cappers. That's $1,000 a month in revenue share at Real. That's pretty cool. That excites me for every agent at Real. I talked about the growth, the technology. I mean, it's hard because I'm not showing you. I'm going to do some YouTube videos where I break down each one of these and break down specific aspects of the Real Broker opportunity that excite me. And I'll do those for YouTube. So right now, all I know is this. There's an agent that I'm connected with who is with Compass. And I think everybody knows Compass has invested a shitload of money. Over $1 billion. They've invested over $1 billion on their company technology for the agents. And I've had more than one, I'd say probably 5 or 6 former Compass agents who now are with Real tell me that even though Compass has spent over $1 billion on their technology, Real's is dramatically better. Not just a little bit better, dramatically better. That's a common theme here. When I first started to entertain leaving eXp and going to Real, I set some, not boundaries, but I set some rules for myself. I set some guidelines. I said, this can't just be a lateral move. We can't just move from eXp to Real just because Real has a lower split, better splits, lower cap, and no monthly fees. Like, that's great because, no monthly fees is better than monthly fees for a lot of agents, right? That's meaningful. A $12,000 cap at Real versus a $16,000 cap at eXp, an 85-15 split at Real versus an 80-20 split at eXp. Like, it's cheaper to do business at Real, but that can't be it. This can't just be a slight improvement to save a few thousand dollars a year. It has to be a dramatically better opportunity. And over the course of a lot of conversations, a lot of tough questions, a lot of research, and some big gut checks, I came to the conclusion that Real Broker was a dramatically better opportunity than eXp Realty was for me. And I believe that to be the case, and I don't see that changing anytime in the near future. I just don't. I am so confident about this move. I'm so excited. And a huge part of that is because of the feedback I'm getting from the agents that came with, that are so, most of them were excited just at the thought of going to Real. Like, most of them were looking at it anyways, which was wild. I never would have known that until we started to have some conversations. And they're like, hey, we've actually been looking at that. I'm like, no shit. Apparently everyone has. So the feedback that I get from all of the agents in my group, they love it. They say it's so easy to, the technology makes doing transactions so easy. It's so much easier to attract agents. The stock opportunity is great. The collaboration among the community and the masterminds and the training is better than they imagined. That makes me very, very happy, because with something like this, there was no way for me to be certain. You know, I was leaving thousands of dollars worth of company stock behind, tens of thousands of dollars in revenue share behind. And it was all based on theory, right? It was all just, I think this is true. I think this is possible. I think I'm right about this. And just in the short amount of time that I've been with Real, I've been overwhelmed with evidence that I made the right decision. Not just for me, but for everyone in my group, every agent that hasn't even come yet. So I believe Real Broker is the best brokerage out there for entrepreneurial real estate agents. And I don't think it's even close. So if you're an entrepreneur and you want to learn more about it and see how Real Broker may help you get to your goals a hell of a lot faster, how it can help you keep more of your money and make a ton more while building a retirement, then it's worth exploring. I'd encourage you to at least start asking yourself the tough questions like I did mine. Right? Like I started to ask critical questions of where I was, but it started with being willing to understand, right? I had to want to understand the Real Broker model. If you don't really want to understand it, you're not going to, you're just going to be like, oh, I don't like that. That sounds stupid. Blah, 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 blah. Cause that's what I did for years. You first have to want to understand. You have to want to see it. And then seek it out. If I can help with that, shoot me a DM or go to partnerwithdustin.com and schedule some time where we can talk. I'd be happy to help you. I'd be happy to share with you my experience, share with you some of the, you know, we could dive deeper on any of these things, but more importantly, find out if it's a good fit for you. Partnerwithdustin.com. And again, I'm throwing out a URL that I'm pretty sure still works. My God, if Partner with Dustin doesn't work, I'm almost certain that I bought that domain. But just in case, if that doesn't work, just go to my Instagram bio, click the link, and there's a learn more about Real button at the top, and you can schedule time to talk. And we'll walk through it and totally anonymous. I'm not going to tell your broker. I appreciate you guys listening. If I can be helpful at all, if some of you are going through the same journey that I was, I'd be happy to help. I'd be happy to, if you think it would be helpful, if my perspective and guidance and my two cents would help you, I'd be honored if you would let me share it with you. Partnerwithdustin.com, or just shoot me a message if it's a simple, quick question. Shoot me an audio message on Instagram. I'm happy to respond that way. I'm kind of overwhelmed that this has been such a big, big decision for me that's weighed on me for so long. And I had made the decision and even switched to Real before I had publicly announced it. And now that I announced it on social, and now that I did this episode on the podcast, it's a surreal feeling. I feel like this giant weight is off my shoulders, and now I just feel freaking excited and free. I appreciate you guys listening. If, like I said, if I could be helpful, please let me know. But if nothing else, I encourage you to understand that as a real estate agent, you are an entrepreneur. Whether you see yourself as one or not, you are one. And as soon as you start to act like one and make entrepreneur-like decisions and moves, and you start to put yourself in the best position to actually meet your goals, and you surround yourself with the people who will help you because they're financially incentivized to help you. And because when you get yourself into the right environment with the right people and everyone's incentivized to help you hit your goals, you're going to start crushing your fucking goals. But you have to make, it may take a bold move. Ask the tough questions of yourself. Seek to understand. Seek to understand why others are doing certain things, why certain things are hot. Certain things are popular. It doesn't mean that those things are good for you, but you see what I'm saying. Ask the tough questions and seek to understand. And if you want to, if you truly want to understand, you can ask the right questions and then you'll actually see the answers, not just the version of the answer that you want to see because you have your team jersey on too tight and you're so, you know, you drew your line in the sand that you're doing business this way. This is how I'm marketing. That's great. If you're happy and you don't want any more, that's cool. But if you want to grow, if you want to go to the next level and then the next and the next, you listen to this podcast because you want more. God damn it. There's no other reason you'd listen. If you were completely satisfied with everything in your career, you wouldn't listen to this damn podcast. So you want something more. Go get it. Be selfish and go get it for yourself because it exists. No matter what it is you're trying to get, it's there for you. You just need to find the people that have already done it and get their help to do it yourself. Thank you for listening. Please share this episode with anyone that you think would find it valuable. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you guys next week.